2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Live breaking news, now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Sponsored by Any Hour Services. Listen at home or anywhere you go. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. This is Utah's news station.
Good afternoon. It's 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Maria Chaleos, and today for Jeff Kaplan, it's partly cloudy and windy in downtown Salt Lake City and 80 degrees. KSL's top story this half hour. The people of Rigby, Idaho, say a ton of support has been coming into their town after a sixth grader opened fire in the middle school, injuring three people. Some students are getting counseling from the district. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
Students like Michaela Dean say they're uncertain if they're going to need the grief counselors at Rigby Middle School, but they're glad the counselors are there because their friends might need them. She says their teacher rushed everyone into a closet after the shots rang out, and the teacher was able to keep them calm and convince them that they were going to be safe. But afterward, Dean says the students were trembling, still trying to process what happened.
Some Rigby residents say people in Rexburg have been members of their community have been asked to shop in Rigby for the day as a sign of their support. The man accused of shooting a homeless person living in a tent in Salt Lake City has now been charged with aggravated murder. William Clark was arrested in Magna on April 28th after a long standoff with police. Police say Clark attempted to kidnap his former girlfriend who was living with the victim. Clark faces 25 years to life if convicted. A popular Cajun restaurant in downtown Salt Lake is requiring people to be vaccinated to eat there. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz has the story.
The Bayou says you and everyone in your party will have to show your vaccination card to eat there, starting when their dining room reopens May 12th.
We're following all the CDC guidelines, and the CDC states that people are safe and considered fully vaccinated 2 weeks after their second vaccination.
Owner Mark Alston says they've been taking some heat for this decision. In fact, when you call the restaurant, you'll hear this message.
If you are calling the place a to-go order, please note that we are currently undergoing a high call volume from people wanting to discuss how they would handle a public health crisis.
But Alston says for them, the decision is about safety.
I cannot, in good conscience, run a business where I feel like I'm putting our customers, our staff, and ourselves at risk.
Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Our top national stories this half hour. A restaurant owner in California is offering a $500 bonus to new hires who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Will Brady has three bar restaurants in downtown Chico. He believes the bonus will get his businesses up and running and fully staffed soon. He says he ran into business problems with the pandemic last year, and he doesn't want to go through that again.
We had started using our PPP money and everything. The summer surge hit, new restrictions were put back in, and we were doing a to-go business, and we tried doing that, and we got our clocks cleaned.
Brady says he will break up the bonus over 8 weeks to ensure that the new hire is dedicated to the position. Hogle Zoo no longer requires face masks in their outdoor areas. However, they are still required when indoors. This includes in the bathrooms and any animal encounter and gift shop. The amount of people allowed in the zoo is also limited, and they're asking all guests to remain socially distant from others. Our top national stories, or other national stories, I should say. Convicted murderer Derek Chauvin and three other former Minneapolis police officers involved in the death of George Floyd last year are now facing federal civil rights charges. A grand jury delivered a three-count indictment today saying Chauvin and others deprived Floyd's rights when they saw him lying on the ground in clear need of medical care, but they did not take action. ABC legal analyst Royal Oaks explains this isn't the only federal case that Chauvin is facing.
In 2017, Chauvin actually had a similar situation where he put his knee on the neck of a 14-year-old boy for 17 minutes. The boy passed out, and there is now a separate federal indictment against Chauvin as a result of that incident.
Oaks adds it's not likely, but this case could result in the death penalty. A Republican-commissioned recount of the 2020 election results in Arizona's largest county takes an interesting turn.
After reports that ballots were brought in from Asia, counters are looking for bamboo in the ballots as part of the audit in Maricopa County. Ken Bennett is the audit's liaison.
We're here at this audit trying to dispel myths and confirm things with facts. And if somebody has the idea that there might have been paper from unauthorized sources, whether it's bamboo or anything else, we'll look at that.
He doesn't expect they'll find any bamboo. The audit started 2 weeks ago when only about 200,000 of the 2.1 million ballots have been counted so far. Griselda Cetino, ABC News, Phoenix.
Mother's Day is going to be a big weekend at assisted living centers around the state. The president of the United Assisted Living Association, Scott Monson, says this year feels so much different than the fear and uncertainty and separations last year.
We've seen through the vaccine, we've seen through, you know, good social distancing and being able to wear masks and do the things which the health department has instructed us to do, that the case count is down.
He says their guidelines show that people who are vaccinated can meet together in the same room and take off masks and hug. Those who are not vaccinated will still need to take precautions. A team of archaeologists discovered a 2,000-year-old marble head of Rome's first emperor in a south-central region of Italy. Experts say the 14-inch head of Augustus was likely chiseled between 20 BC and 10 AD. The dig also uncovered empty tombs and other artifacts. Augustus Octavian became Rome's first emperor in 27 BC. Ricky Meese, any traffic problems?
No accidents on I-15 in Salt Lake, Davis, or Weber counties. But we already have delays. Early onset slowdowns northbound I-15 from the Kaysville Ponds up to the basin. Southbound I-15 in Weber County, 31st Street in Ogden to Sunset. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Coming up on Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, was it really easier to be skinny back in the 80s? Jeff Kaplan's going to tell us in his Minute of News.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.